are addressed. Oh, one before. Tomorrow is major decisions. So Shia tomorrow, 10 leave for 10. Let's turn my attention to the Chazaro Shia. So yesterday we talked a little bit about the concept of Pitum, not in its original context of Recha Milsa, where it came from, but rather in the context of Dovah Shomein Mifapeya. The Torah created this new concept of Pitum. And the question is, how far does it extend? So there are two potential exceptions which I didn't have a chance to talk about yesterday. One of them is Dam. Is the Tosus and Afsadi Vavamid base? Tosus says, about 5 lines up from the bottom, says, Masha Chutzatzir Mutter, the part that's beyond the water line, the brine line, is Mutter. V'lo Arminon, Shefapea Adam Lamala, V'yes Akolachaticha, Kedam Begabe Chalif. Chalif Mefapea, why not here? Let's stop right over here. What's the question? What's the original question? So I believe it's the Chazon Ish said, that's exactly the question of the Tosfos, the Beis Yosef's question. Why don't we say this concept of Pitum when it comes to Dam? So, the answer is, it's an exception. It's Beis Yosef's answer. Dam is Mishrik Shorek. So therefore, I'm just letting you know that the Hatohilim Pshat in the Lashon of Tosfos, exactly the Beis Yosef's Kash, the Beis Yosef's Teretz. Dam is an exception to the rule. Because Dam, as we already saw a little bit yesterday, is Mishrik Shorek. It's easy in, easy out, it doesn't go that far, etc. That's number one point. Number two is that another possible exception to this rule, to these way things work, is Basa B'Cholof. Because if you recall, there are these two ways of understanding, as we read yesterday from the, what was it, Sivkot and Pei Aleph, is that correct? Better memory than me. Sivkot and Pei Aleph, and Simon Kuf Hei, right, the Prima Godim's way, that the fat makes the skinny into fat. And then we have the Yad Yehuda's way, the other way around. That the let's read it from here. Pleita so Yisra and Echneses L'toch HaEter Mispatemes MeEter Atzmo. The Yisra, which is skinny, and gets somehow is emitted into the fat, it in turn becomes fat. So obviously the second day holds, even a small amount of Plato Issa could become the work, the Pitum form of the works. However, the former view, that of the Prima Godin, says, no, Plato Greda Eina Mekabelos Pitum Lios Pekach Kishmena, as it's written Beferish in the Beurim in the brackets over here, Pali HaShulchan rather, Sivkot and Payal. So the question is, they ask the Kasha, Rabbi Chivegi asked the Kasha again. It's against the Shach. The Shach suggests that at one point, Sadi Beis, that we should apply Pitum to Cholov, which gets absorbed into Basar. Even though presumably, he's working with an assumption that Cholov is not Shamein. It's a whole question whether it's true or not. Even if it's two different days in the Shach. Cholov is not Shamein. Afal Pikein, it is Mekabel Pitum from the meat which is considered to be fat. That's the kasha which is asked against the opinion of the Prima Godin. My answer to that was, the whole Nakuda throughout this whole sugya that we're wrestling with is the question of Ein Anes Yochel Eser, the Mokash Yisas Yochel Elisha. The Shach says, we spoke about it yesterday, it's called Yud Zayin, it does not apply to Basa B'Cholov. Basa B'Cholov is unique in this regard. It's different, it's totally different, because it's Atzmi Shalai Yisr. And therefore, we can suggest a possibility that when it comes to Shari Surim, I quote again one time, plate the gray, the enema kabelas pitum, to be considered to be shmena, and therefore it's not going to move. However, when it comes to the basa b'cholov, the quote-unquote plate the gray, which is the milk which is absorbed in the piece of meat, you don't apply an anessa. So therefore, the meat itself can also be on. So therefore, the whole paradigm that we've been discussing until now may not be applicable to basa b'cholov, just as not applicable to dam for the other reason. Adkan, just a few footnotes to yesterday's shiur. Now we start simon kuvav, b'siyata d'shamayim, which we were supposed to start at the very beginning of the shiur. We'll start right now. Simon kuvav is a very short simon, very, very short. What does it say? B'chava says, chaticha shebola yisrav eimo shishim levatlo, shenafel l'kdeira, Eino seres ela lefi cheshbon iser shabba. Okay, why? Because he doesn't hold from chaticha nasa nevela. Good, that's the Rabbeinu Ephraim. Aval, he concludes, chaticha atzma asura lefi iser shabba eino niflat mimeno legamri. Remember, this is the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer, right? Not because it still tastes like treif. Even if there's a little tiny bit of treif there, it remains prohibited. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? It seems to be also a steer in the Rashba about this. In one place he says, we're afraid there's still a taste left. And in one place he says, even if there's no taste left, as long as something is there, that's the Torah of Asa Kotzer, which the Mechaber quotes, and there are those who claim that he changed his mind. But we saw, I believe it was in the Megillah Sefer, who said, didn't change his mind. They're both true. You know, is it A or is it B? Both. It's A and B. There are two things to worry about. You have to worry about the fact that maybe there's still a taste of the Yisra left in this chaticha, notwithstanding the fact that it was mixed with many other chatichas. Still something enough left to taste. And number two, even if it's not enough left to taste, there's only something there at all, we paskin that it is prohibited. So both. Now, the Tur disagrees with this. The Tur says that this whole thing is wrong. The Mefarshim quote the Tur, who argues with the Rashba. And as a matter of fact, the Ramah writes, V'chein Iker, the local Moshe Kosov, the El Simon Tzadi Beis, the Avosa Chaticha Muteris. Back in Tzadi Beis, the Ramah quoted that from the Tur. But here he's paskening like the Rashba. Well, we spoke about stira, no stira, whatever it may be. Okay. So the Gra in Sitkot and Dalit, commenting on that Ramah, Tolokumo, Shasham means back in Sadi Beis, Nimshach Achaloshin Atur, Vatur Ozulishitoso, Shachole Khan, Al Rashba, Visover, the Gam Evshal Sokhto, Dafka bebasa becholov, ukepirish Rashi kufches daakol echot, and look at Tosis and Tzadi Zayin about Chal also. So he's saying over here as follows: the Tur holds that this din of the Rashba is true according to the Man Diyomer Chaticha Nasa Nevela. Efshel Sochta was aser, since we paskin Chaticha is not Nasa Nevela Bishari Surin, Efshel Sochta is mutter. Basically, we said until now, the Tur has to argue on two things. Number one, the Torah says we're not worried that there's going to be enough left to taste it. And number two, the Torah says that even though there may be something left which is less than the ability to taste, apple became, it's going to be mutter. Right now you can't taste it. What's shot in the Rashba, or Nifmen of the Gamri, but you can't taste it. The answer is that he holds that even though you can't taste it, since there's something there from before, it remains usur. Either that's based upon the principle of Efshel Softo usur, or it's based on what Rabbi Kivei calls over here, Ein Hagola Biochlin. We discussed a little bit yesterday also. You can't get everything out of it, whatever's in the food, you can't get it out completely. Ein Hagola Biochlin. That's the pshat in the Rashba. So again, there are two different considerations which come into play over here. The Tur is matter completely, and the Rashba asks for one of those two reasons, either because you still can taste it was a chashash l'raisa, or even if there's nothing left enough to taste, there's something left that's either based upon Efshel Sochto Osur, or it's based upon the fact that there's even a small amount left and Agola B'Ochlin is going to be usher anyway. And according to most authorities, as this is the Rabbonim. If you don't taste it, it's only the Rabbonim. There's some who want to say the Chavazdas, a fancy pshat, it's a Doraisa, because it started off that way. But most poskim don't accept the Chavazdas lahaloch. Okay, Rabbosai, with this very brief summary, we're going to say farewell to Siman Kuvav, because we have to move on to other Siman which are in front of us. Okay? Siman Kuv Zayin. In order to understand Siman Kuv Zayin properly, because it's in the air, you have to look at the original source. Let's open to the Mordechai Rabbosai, which is the source for Siman Kuv Zayin. And it all comes from the Mordechai. It's Siman Tuf Resh Mem Dalet. Take a look, please. Everyone has a Mordechai in the back. Can't read the whole Mordechai, but we'll read it enough to give us a taste. Here we go. It's page Yud Beis in our very nice print. Page Yud Beis. Kosev v'kosev riva. The word v'kosev is halfway down column 1, page Yud Beis, with bold print. V'chein raviyo. Paris is in the bottom. Why? You're afraid you'll find the Beitzah Sefroch Odam, or Dag Tome, or Tolas Bepri. You'll find one thing which is the problem out of many. If you wait till it cools down, shine. So there'll be no need for any klipa. Fine. The shear of shishim is going to work. They took it out with mayim roskim, with a kaf. Everyone's viewed separately. Okay? And if you didn't wait till the water cooled off, omer riva, the line begins with the words omer riva, lif amim, afil yesh b'mayim shishim negad abetzo, asuro, adag, o apri, shish b'toloim, will be a kol aser. Why? Look at this word. Shemdek she'ira ha'mayim in ha'kli rishin v'odon roschin shema b'sofo irui nishar bo ha'tomei ima'at mayim v'yosuk koma she'betoch osan ha'mayim v'she'en b'am shishim heter. What are you afraid about? You're going to be nebuch, the trefa, whatever it be, fish, fruit, egg. The tray fire will be left towards the end. Not about the b'shishim anymore. All right. But then, look, it gets worse. V'chakach nis'arvo olsem v'watam sh'nesru. V'odan roslim, skip the brackets. V'mashar sh'otzi kvar. V'nogan hei bohem roslim. The boy klip, look at it preciously el. It's going to, every single piece, it require a klipa. Not tarov, as he says, because it's not a rov. It's not a barrier. It's not a davish b'minyan. This is going into tough reish memhe. Fine. This is the rivon the rabbi. The baal atruma Rabbeinu Baruch says no, everything is mutter. Why? Kevin sherov aksheim chutz l'mayim imkena asurim sheru b'toch ha'mayim muwatim hein ubetelim b'rov. Well, they seem to agree to that. V'yim yishum de nogu asurin l'chol ashar. V'od on roskin, yeah, that's what's bothering the Rivo and the Ravio. And b'kachlum, k'dafar shakamon. What do you mean? The kol devar ha'nesar machmas dover acher, eino chozer v'yoser, afilu b'chamin b'yomish. One won't answer the other. Kim dafka b'mayim roskin, fisha mayim molichin atam, which is belua, v'shara chatichus. Uma haitaima klipa shenestra, eino seres klipa asmuchala. Right? Eino nesu yocholesa. V'chein liolam. It goes on a little bit. It says, Oser Easter and Nibla Bobimoka Machin and Nifla de Mayim. Tipas Cholov. Here it is, the famous Tipas Cholov. Shenafal Chaticha, the Gama im near Vikisa Mivla Bola, Mif, im lo near Vikisa Mivla Bola, Mifla lo polit. This is the famous rule. We saw this yesterday, it's the source. Ein Belua Yotze Mechaticha Lechaticha, below Rotev. He goes on. This is a discussion before we get into the discussion of Siman Kuf Zayin in its details, Rav Osai. This relates to something which we spoke about, if you recall, yesterday. This came up in yesterday's Shia a little bit, which is, keeps coming back to it, the machlokas between the what we call the Chavas Das and the Yad Yehuda, which relates to this point directly. What is the fight between the Rivo and the Sefer HaTrumah? So, one can say that according to the Rivo, Belua is Yotze Belor Otev. A long, long time ago, we saw, I think it was in Megillah Sefer, or somebody, maybe the Bar Yashulchan, who advocated being mocked for the position that Belua Yotze Belor Rotev, because it exists in the Rishonim. We can suggest that's exactly the pshat in the Riva. We pass like a Sefer Truma, that it's not Yotze. That's not Yotze. Question, of course, becomes, Rav Osai, but it's a little bit of water on the face of the fish, which presumably was asered. Why doesn't that aser the kosher fish? So he says it's a raya, the Megillah Sefer, the beginning of Kuf Zayin, it's a raya that the Chavas asked so yesterday, that Tam, which is Belua and the double Lach, does not come out below Rotev. What do you mean Rotev? It Lach is Rotev. No! Rotev is a lot, a big puddle, a small Lach of Sass, according to this opinion of the Chavas Das, is inconsequential. So therefore, it's a machlokas between the Sefer Truman and the Rivah. Do you say, and we pass in the Kula, as we well know, like the opinion of the Sefer HaTrumah, says, nothing to worry about. Yad Yehuda says, no, to the contrary. He says, the reverse says it's us. So you know why? Because once a little water comes out, which has a taste of Isser in it, whatever's Belua in the liquid will go out immediately into the other item. Into the other item. According to the Chavas Das, it always comes out, just can't get into item two. But according to the Yad Yud, it just doesn't come out at all. But if it does come out, and even if it's in a liquid, absorbed in a liquid, it's going to infiltrate the next item as well. That's Pshat in Shitas HaRiva. You want to know, but we possibly can say for a Truma? Says, well, you're right. In theory, there's what to worry about. But Afal Pikein, and I quote, sometimes we're not worried that it's going to go out of the Belu Alach without a Ribu Rota. In other words, it's just a Hash'ara. We're not worried about it in this particular case. It's statistically unlikely. But in principle, it can happen. This is all, mostly before we get to the details of Kuf Zayin, is all related to yesterday's Shia. The details of Kuf Zayin proper are, you know, a bit complex. We're not going to go into all of them, just a little tiny bit. Number one is the Shach. We should turn to the Shach on both sides. Sif Koton Aleph. Kuf Zayin, Sif Koton Aleph. Not a short Shach, on both sides. Takes up here, what? Two full pages. So we can't see the entire Shach. Couple of highlights. After half a page writes, Vuduk ki kotsarti. That was Mekatzer. What was the Mekatzer about? Mekatzer, we have to read it. It's such a kitzer. So what's the case? He says, the Riva, who are the ones who are machmir rabosai, the ones who are machmir, what are they afraid about? He explains, in the beginning of the Shach,
Shemenishar adag tame b'tzad mata b'sof. It's in the bottom. Shemismai erotav adayirui imat mayim. Erotav im eshim oshloshim dogim oyosar apochas mishishim. As we understood the Mordechai, we read it a few minutes ago. And kain afal pi shema'ara b'sof kol erotav l'kli shekolos and dogim shechutz erotav b'tzad mala einam itstar from the vatal cave and shein chutz erotav. It's out. It's already gone outside. Vachakach cholzim osan or eshim b'shloshim, which were left behind at the end. The osan bin the giyos and hashar dogim shebemachvis shemunochem aleim b'machvis b'odim chayim, because it's still hot. Nesru kulam. That's the opinion of the Riva. Okay, why? Because he holds that the presumably the belua will be yotzei below from the lach below rotav gadol. Correct. Correct. Why not? The cave on the ain't is sur nachmas atzmon ein chosen to osin below rotev. But there's a little bit of liquid there by definition. Doesn't matter. So what is the Riva hold? The Riva hold? Yeah. He denies the whole principle. He holds belua is yotze mechatika lechatika below rotev. Such a sheet exists. We don't pask in that way. The Yad Yehuda, as I told you a few minutes ago, disagrees, and he says no. He wants to suggest that the Riva is correct, is accepted in the halacha, that Belua is Yotze without a tremendous amount of, even a small amount of rotev, because it gets into the lachos, which gets into the next piece. And the Rabbeinu Baruch is, yes, in principle, Riva, you're right, but Lefamim lo chashino, statistically, it's not likely for it to happen. It seems to be on a simple level. The Chavos Das pshat is more correct. We told you yesterday we like that pshat better. Okay, that's over here so far. Now, this entire kikatzarti, I'm skipped to it says kikatzarti, the local base Yosef and the Rav, the Ramah, they had a total different understanding of the Machlokas to Rivon Rabbeinu Baruch. What had they understand it? Kshema'ara ma'at hadogim imarot of the kari. For a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time, that's how they understood it. Even Rabbeinu Baruch, alomatirim according to the Ramot, elksha'ira ha'mayim b'intayim l'kli'ache. To a different pot. That's all shveravor. The Peshach doesn't like the Beis Yosef, doesn't like the Ramot. And even the Beis Yosef, he says, requires a klipa. Lonechlo l'lesser akol, writes the Shach. And if that Isabeth says, even called Rabbeinu Baruch, you need a klipa. Can be odom rosh, give a lachim, no gim or esurim, el hamutarim. And opposed to the Bach, who didn't like the Beis Yosef, I'm giving you a bekitz and imritz. L'dinya dina, kol aposkim anal omdim b'shid Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, holds our way in the Tash Beit Shin Aleph, in the quote of Nagos Mordechai Tov Shin Mem Vov. And he quotes a whole series of Yisuf Ehet and the Marshal and the Bach. Only the Ramah has certain, a different opinion. We can't read the whole Shas, it's forever. This is some of the highlights of the Shach towards the beginning, Rabbi Osai, of Simon Kuv Zayin, Siv Katan Aleph, but again it extends much, much longer. I just don't have the time to read the entire piece. I think we read it last time around. I think we read it from the beginning to the end, but we can't read it again now. Those who have time should sit and read the Shach, because it's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Oh. But a couple of comments are in order in this topic, even though we really can't read, as I said before, the entire Shach. Now, the the Shach Beis is much shorter than the Shach Aleph that we can read. At least a little bit more self-contained. Vafilu l'das ha'osrim ein lesser ha'kelim shenizbashbo to mamirin ha'kli al cheskosam. Cheskos heter on the kli Shach Beis. My real is many reasons why the machal is more chomer than the kli. And he says, "V'nirad lo hiter akli alacha meisli yes should have his sfeika the rabbanon the nostal of gam." When we say riyad asmag v'poskim myri so earlier, b'isa doraisa as he said in sifkot and shalifne there sifkot and aleph. They're worried about a sfeika doraisa. Here it's edem and yomo. It's a sfeika the rabbanon. Frek the prima godim over here in sif se da sifkot and beis. Wait a second. Came in the Mitchila Yisafik Isa Torah via the Gilgul Nasa the Rabbanon. And we usually don't say Sveika the Rabbanon Lakula in this kind of a situation. So the Shach is difficult. The Shach is difficult. Yeah. Problem. It's a problem. It's a general rule. What's called the Zgalgel. Yeah. So you have to say, Rabosai, as the Maril said. The Maril said, you know, the Shach quoted the Maril, he said, he Harbe Tamim. He doesn't tell you what all the Tamim are. Harbe Tamim. What are the Harbe Tamim? So he quotes it over here a little bit in the Prima Garden. When it comes to the Kli, we say, Rabosai, that there is no Reyesach. There's no knowledge of any Kli becoming Asa. When it comes to the food, some food is certainly awesome. Also, food is getting mixed up with mutter food. So then we have what's called a cheskas issa. Some issa floating around in the food somewhere. However, when it comes to the kli, there's no cheskas issa. We have a right to rely upon the optimistic view. Oh, fine. So the question then becomes, so who cares if the kli is ben yomo? Ain't a ben yomo. Even if it's a ben yomo, we should still be makil. The answer is, since we're machmer on the food, it would be a tarta de sasri if we're makil on the kli. Once it's ain't a ben yomo, then that cheshman no longer exists. Fine. Again, much more to be said about this issue. But perhaps, I'm looking at the clock, we should just gloss over most of it. One Nakuda that we should talk about. We're big Rabbeinu Baruch Bala Truma fans. We, Chachmei Ashkenaz, very often follow Rabbeinu Baruch Bala Truma. Question is, why aren't we afraid that the what did Beis Yosef say? Pshat Rabosak. The Shach we saw quoted the Beis Yosef, the Machlokas, the Rivona, and the Sefer Truma. So you pour a little bit of water at a time, a little bit, from a pan into a bowl, in that kind of a case. But the question becomes. If that's the case, the Shach asks, what's Shvarim to say for a Truma? The water should answer. It's Irui. So what did Ramah say? You're pouring the water into a different pan. That's a big dochak. So the Shach, in fact, said, Enochinami. We saw that before. It's called Enochinami. Okay, the Klippa is, in fact, Asur. And all he meant was, it does not say Bikulo. As we read before earlier in the Shach, Sifkot and Aleph. That's a very big Chiddush, but he doesn't like that Chiddush at all. He doesn't like it at all. Because the Sefer Truma doesn't sound that way. So the Aruch HaShulchan gives what I consider to be the best teretz. Because when you're pouring water, there's a whole pot full of hundreds of fish, and you're pouring the water out. Where does the water fall into? as Aruch HaShulchan, the water, which it may have been Nesar, right, because it had less than 60, it wasn't bottled B'shishin, the amount of fish to the left, granted the water is Nesar, it pours into other water. Because most of the water, Rabbi Osai, was already poured into the, from the big pot into the smaller, whatever you want to call it, receptacle. When water falls on water, Rabbi Osai, when water falls on water, we apply the principle of Irui or not. Let's go back to the shiur we gave a couple days ago. Irui, Rabbi Osai, according to one day, only if you have liquid falling straight onto solid. There's a big bang between them. That creates a sort of Irui. But if water falls into water, and the Misarvin Miyad, according to one day, and Tosis and the Ran, and the Beis Meir, and the Bialach quotes it, and Shin Yud Ches, there's no din of Irui, because the Maim are Misarvin, we discussed this yesterday, the day before, whatever it was, and helping out a different sheet than we were pouring the milk on the meat, if you recall. Same thing over here. Water is not so susceptible to the prohibitions of Irui. And if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Osai here, I understood it that way, and he says a similar thing in Shin Yud Ches, in Hilchos Shabbos, if Nun Gimel, he wants a pasuk like that based Meir, based on the day and Tosfos of Pesach, that would be an answer to this question which the Shach is raising over here. Why is it an Asa B'Irui? Because water is falling on water, but water is on water, according to some of Rishonim, it's not considered to be a problem of Irui. Ad Kan, Rabbi Osai, the final Ha'orah for today, in Simen Kuf Zion. Now we turn our attention, we have a little less than an hour to go. We'll try to discuss as much as we can today. Simen Kuf Ches. So, oh, here it is, a world. Recha Milsa, Recha Lav Milsa. I think a brief Chazara is in order. And the way to do it, since it's really the Sugya of Pesachim and it connects to Avodah Zarah, is to open the riff where he quotes, just to get a very, very quick Chazara. Just to refresh our memories. The riff. Here we go. The riff is found, Rabbi Osai, on Daf Tzadi Beis in our print. Lamed Beis, I believe, Amud Aleph in the old print. Quotes on Machlokas, Rav and Levi. It's Recha Milsa, not Milsa. You have two pieces of meat which are roasted in the same oven. Here's the source of pitim, though. We just spoke about pitim yesterday. What's the other way around? The case where it's really also the straightforward case is the treif is fat and the gives off a lot of smell, which will in turn aser the skinny piece. The chiddush of the Gemara, the quanta rab, even the other way around, is pitim. And I told you the tour adopted from that case where the two people are hanging in the same oven, and he wanted to apply the same idea of pitim. If a skinny piece, such as a fat piece, and the skinny is the ister and the fat is the heter, we should apply pitnam as the Torah said. I disagree. I'm not going into that shiur now. Again, we discussed already yesterday. Fine. That's a machlokas had a paskin. Says the riff, you paskin like Levi, the kula. Why? Because in the avodah zara, the samach vav, this is psachim ayin vav. Avodah zara samach vav. The same machlokas reichem milson as the machlokas abay v'rov. We paskin like rov against the yal kagam. And then the passage like Lady. Ad Kan, the Rif's first comment. All this is found on the page of Sadi Beis in our print. Fine. Page Sadi Gimel, still on the base of an alpha in the old print. He quotes those who disagree. They say, no! We follow Rav here. Why? Because Pesachim Ayin Vav. Paschama al Pichav al Shiyayin Shal Truma. Ramea Asa Debutas Matav Yossi is Chitim and Sorim. And Rish Lakish says, Paschaba v'chavis psuchah kulam alo pligi the asur. And apsar shkuta shetzlo and psar nevela. Ki paschaba v'chavis psuchah dami. Everything is hot. It's all wide open. So it should be treif. Based on the Gemara. And psuchah mayin v'avim beis. Moreover, the Gemara says over there as well, if your pas is baked with meat in the same oven, you may not have it with butter. So too with fish, baked enough you can't have it with butter. See, Rav wins. Two riots are brought by the Machmir. Says the Rif, again, a brief summary. No. We go back to the old time religion. Back to the Kamoi. The Paschal Nekula like Levi. Aye, they brought riots for Kert. No. Rish Lakish? We don't hold from Rish Lakish. Levi is his Rebbe and Rav is his Basra. So Rish Lakish caught in the squeeze. We don't pass like Rish Lakish at all. That's it. Once Rish Lakish is eliminated from the picture, what emerges is the riff towards the second half of Pesach Tzadik Gimel. What emerges? Rav is like Rav Meir, Levi is like Rav Yehuda. In the case of Pas Chama, of Pas Chama on Chavah Shul Yayin, Rav Meir asks the Yehuda's mat, we pass like Rav Yehuda. Even Rav Yossi agrees, except the whole Sarim Shoav as Gufo Shul Yayin. Now Rechah, it's against the Rashi, already pointed out once before. Fine. But Chitnim, which are not Shoav, we pass like Rav Yehuda, Rechah Lav Milsa, and then on the contrary, we paskin like Levi, we paskin like Rava, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's all a lineup. Ain't Tzolosh Nei Tzolom Kiyachot. It's like Levi. Rav is a difficult to be dochekit, Taruvus Tamim, Taruvus Gufim. I'm going to all that protim now. At Karabos of the Rift, which I think most poskim who follow in his footsteps accept. Except whatever he says so far, part one. Part two of the riff is hardly controversial, and even his biggest ally, the Ran, parts company. And we're going to say briefly what the riff said and show the Ran parts company. First point, he says, the whole din of the riot that they brought, Rav Osai, that we paskin like Rav because he shouldn't be baking bread or fish in an oven which has in it meat, that doesn't prove anything. Why? Because he's going to explain later that Levi is only matter by the Eben. Here's the Chatchil. Before he gets that, he says that Rav is a shitoso mimimino lo batel. And we don't paskin like it. That's Tzadi Beis. Tzadi Gimel, he said what I told you before, that the Levi's Koshari B'dievet, the 10th line on Tzadi Dalet, Rav Osai. Okay, fine. And then he throws in the kicker. That's a question of Dava Shesh Lamatirin. That's what we're machmer l'chatchila. Not we hold like Rav. Ad Kandarif. The Ran parts company in all these three things. Number one, that Recha Milsa, Rav Lashitoso, Mimino Lobato makes no sense. Because our Abai holds that way. And our Abai holds Mimino is Batil. Number two, it's a question of Mimishen Amino. We don't say that. We still say Recha Milsa by Mimishen Amino. Don't do Mimimino. Levi is Matim Lachatchila. Because he says, Beferish in the Gemara Psochim, that he have a din, Ain Sol in Shnei Psochim Ki Echot, Kusha the Levi. What's the kash? It's the chatchila. Elamai Levi's matleiv in the chatchila. So that part of the riff is wrong. And Yeshua Batirin, also not true. It's Mimbishen Amino. Even though he gave a teretz in the Doris, the page Tzadi Dal, gave a teretz to that particular kasha, it's still very shver. It's still shver. Talks about not bar not, and he says at the end of the day, it's a chumrah. But machmer the chumrah only by basa b'cholav, not in general. Generally speaking, we say that rechal ad mil simon lechatchilim. Only by basa b'cholav we're machmer more than sha'ari surim. The same thing, you can't put it on the same table. Right, can't put it on the same table. We have all kinds of different chumras, right? But mikra din. Not really a problem. And other dechias as well. So that's just a brief summary of the sheet of Sarif and the opponents and the sheet of the Ran, where he parts company from the Rif on some significant points. Now, Rav Osai, the Rif, in a certain sense, you know, a little bit of a chutzpah, takes Rish Lakish. We don't pass like him, just like this. No one says in Shas that Rish Lakish is not accepted. Well, he puts a squeeze on him. It's against Levi, who's his Rebbe. It's against Rav Zubasra. No, but what are these other people who pass like Rav? What are they going to do with all this? The answer is found in Tosis Beferish and the Mesech Avodah Zorah. What Tosis and Avodah Zorah says, there are many levels. The Rosh there too. There are many levels. We paskin like Reichel Milsa in a low level, but you talk about the case of Reichel Milsa here, where you're roasting two things in the same oven, that's a higher level. We paskin a saucer. It's a psak of Tosfos, paskin like Rav. Now, the Mechaber, take a look quickly, this is again a quick chazar. The Mechaber, Simen Kuf Ches, Sif Aleph, see what he paskins. Please take a look, please. Simen Kuf Ches, Sif Aleph. Who is he paskin like? Who is he paskin? You tell me. Is he paskin like the Rif? Or is he paskin like the Bali Atesis? No, what do you say? Ein Solin, Besav Bosak Shera, Im Besai Nevela, Oshel Beim Tumeya, Betana Rechot. Okay? In Slon, raise a mutter, beferish like the Rif. Oh, I gave it away. Like the Rif beferish. He paskins that's also the Chatchila, and mutter be the Yevet. Beferish. Okay. You'll say, since he rejects the Bali Atosis, who say the different levels, if there are no different levels, you're stuck paskining like Levi, because it's a Rav holds. Right? That's a Rav holds. That's in effect how Rabbi Yehuda holds and Rabbi Yossi holds against Rabbi Meir. The whole Rif system is very, very nice. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, that in Siv Dalet, the Mechaber opts out of the Rif system. Look in Siv Dalet. Pas Chama Shemunachas Agabe Chavis Psucha Shal Yayin Asura. Who said that? Who's the one who said that? Who said that? Take a look at the Beragola. Uku Kimta Dirish Lakish. Wait a minute. Isn't our Rebbe the Rif the one who said we don't pass like Rish Lakish? So the Mechaber passed like Rish Lakish. So that means they're different levels. And after Pekain, he passes like Levi. Why? Why? Did you say they're different levels? So the answer may be, this is based upon a Rashba, that there may be different levels, but just because there are different levels doesn't mean that everything's on a different level. In other words, I'm explaining as follows. Shuta Rashba, there are levels, but you cannot make a distinction between Abaye V'Rava in Avodah Zarah Samach Vav and Rav and Levi in Pesach HaMayim Vav. You know why? I call it the associative law. Because both of these machlokos are associated in the Gemara in Pesachim and Avodah Zarah respectively, with the same machlokas atanoim that we just saw over here, a Meir Rabbi Yehuda, with a pas and a chavis. So there may be different levels, that's true, but these two have to be on the same level with the common machlokas atanoim that they share. So therefore, the Mechaber passing that they're all levels, yes, and therefore in Sivdal, which is an extremely high level, what's called pas chama, chavis psucha, there is Reicha Milsa, but anything less than that, stam, Pas and Chavas, which is not Chama Psucha, and what we call Bas Tiha, and Asug of Reicha Milsa, all three we pass in the Kula. We pass the Kula like Rav against Abaye. Rav against and Abaye are linked to the Machlokas Tanoim of Pas and Chavas, and so is the Machlokas between Rav and Levi. So you pass in like Rav, you're forced to pass in like Levi and forced to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and even though Rish Lakish is not rejected, okay, it's a totally higher level, Siv Dalet, but the in-between levels are all the same. There are five different levels, as Tosfos Rosh said. There are only maybe three levels. A, B, C, D, E, no. B, C, and D are the same level. Why? Because B is equated to C and D is equated to C, so B and D must be the same level. That's the Mahalach that we suggested. Again, we saw it in the Megillah Sefer. To explain, based upon the Rashba, the Psak of the Mechaber. Ad kan Rabbi Osai, the Mechaber, in his Psak. Not complete like the Rif, not complete like the Bali HaTosfos, in between, okay, centrist, right? A compromise view, halfway between the Rif, who rejects Siv Dalet, and Tosfos, who rejects Siv Aleph. You know, sometimes Rabbi Osai, if you're attacked on both sides, maybe it means you're right. So the Mechaber is against the two chief protagonists over here, the Rif and Tosfos, and maybe the Mechaber is right. So we pass like the Mechaber. I think Klai Yisrael follows the follows the mechaber? I think so. I want to make one more comment about this sugya, because we were discussing in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, it's a beautiful Sefer. So he has, at the end of his piece in Kuf Ches, which is written by a guest author, how come we don't find anything about, almost nothing here about Zeya? In Sima Kuf Ches, there's very little about Zeya. We had it back in Sadi Beis, by Kedaris. What happened? It went AWOL. It's not here. Where'd it go? He had a very important teretz. He says, you want to open your oven? Look for Zeya. I dare you. You open a pot, pick up the pot. Psh! Steam everywhere. Open an oven, which is even hotter, but paradoxically there's no steam. He says, yeah, science. Because it's hotter, there's no steam. All the steam is vaporized, there's no steam. So therefore we're talking about a tata, there's nothing to worry about. We're talking about pots, what to worry about. So I pointed out at the end, that means a microwave is more common. Because a microwave, there's more steam. I always thought, before I learned this, you know, I didn't think twice. A microwave, because it's working with some kind of super science, the waves are working on the innards of the meat, and it's going, oh, a whole shtickle pimple in my head. No, don't do with that. Microwave's not hot, because there's no fire. So paradoxically, precisely because it's not so hot, you have a problem with the steam. Now, I'm not giving up on my cooler from 6 months ago. We spoke about the sugi of Tatar Govar. It's only if it gets hot, you put your hand on the ceiling, it's no problem. That may be true. But if let's say you couldn't touch the ceiling with your hand, it would get out the lettuce bowl, then it'd be a serious problem. Right? Because there the steam is very much visible. Open the microwave, there's always steam. Precisely because there's no fire. Just didn't want to leave that out, because we saw the print, and wow. Okay, Rabbi Hussein, let's go turn our attention now to the actual Shulchan Aruch. Some of the nitty gritty here, Rabbi Hussein, in the sugya of Recha Mils. Fine. So we have, Rabosai, a question. We pass in it like the Rif, as I told you before, that Recha's lav milsa, b'diyevet, but it's aser lechatchila. We saw it before, we just read it before. We just read it. There are those who say, no, it's muta lechatchila. How do you know? I'll show it to you in the Ran. This we didn't see. I like this. I want to show you at least a mashu in print in the Ran. We quoted so much in the Ran, we saw almost nothing in print. It's on page Sadi Gimel, the last full paragraph, the bottom left. Very nice lesson. The Mechaba holds against you, Ran. I'm sorry. The Mechaba holds Issa. It's true. How did he know it's Lesa? Because against the Gemara in Pesachim. What does it say there? They proved that Levi, it must be the Chathchila. How do you know? With the Makshin and Levi, Masnis and the Katonim, Ain Solon, Shnei Pesachim, Kiyach, and Metarovis. Why did Gemara answer? Hasan the Chathchila. The law. How do you have it sharper down? Why did Gemara answer that? And he was Shabbat Beferish. That's Mutal the Chathchila. Beferish. Malitha Shnei Shpudim, Shekhashal Shkut, the Mekhashal Nevela. Yeah. Gemara says, Mutter. Even the Chathchila. And it's like Bastia. Bastia is considered to be like Chathchila. Therefore, he thinks the Rif is wrong on this particular Nakuta. Of course, we pass in Shulchan Aruch that the Rif is right. So there. So what do you do with the kashas that are raised against the Rif? The Ran wanted to reject the Rif, but the Mechaber passes like the Rif. Like the Rif. No. What are you going to do with this? There has to be an answer. So we gave a long pilpul with the Rishalmis, with the Chassam Sofers, I'm not going to go into now whatsoever. It's just a bit complicated. I'll just make a little brief reference over here. Those who want to look it up. Quote a base mayor who comments on the Shach. Because the Shach talks about this. The Shach discusses this explicitly. The Shach says over here in Simon Kuf Ches, Ain Solin, Lechatchila, right? Says the Shach at the very beginning, the opening line. Davka k'she'echad me'em shomein. Afilo akshera, because of pitum. Yeah. This is a good review. I ain't on Nesar. How does pitum work? This is the problem of ain't on Nesar. So he quotes the Marai. Recha shiny. Fisha pitu molich hareach v'tam hakochush imo. Somewhat it overcomes the principle of Eina Nesa because it brings everything with it. Aber k'sheshneim chushim k'azav harajbo t'shari l'chuli alma. And the Beis Yosef quotes it. Even the umashma, he hits, afilu l'chatchilo. Chasam Sof is a comment. According to Levi, not according to Rav. Okay, we pass in here like Levi, but even l'chatchilo, they called Kisri Marai and the Ramo. All right. Tov l'achu l'chatchilo, but not Mika Radin. Not Mika Radin. Was he based on the base Yosef? He says, No. He's with the base Yosef. Only what about Mefat Mila Hadadi? But Shneim Khushim. The base Yosef is low polik, for sure. It's Mutal Lechatchila. It's a Mefurash and Shas. Psashkuta Shomesh at Slom, Psanavela Kokosh Osir. My timer, Mefat Mila Hadadi. Okay. So why does that prove anything? For lo kama revusa tvei. What does that mean, revusa tvei? What is revusa tvei? This is such a hard line to understand. So the Machzah Shekel said, what some of that filu b'shneim kushim. Also, why didn't it say that? Elevade de b'shneim kushim mutter. That's a tricky line, which the Prichodesh asked. What do you mean? Revusa tvei, that's also b'di'evid. Here it only be also l'chadchil. Why is that a revusa tvei? There's a whole pilpul, which I'm not going into right now, to answer that kash. Fine, in any event, Rebbe Osai, this is what it says. This is what it says. It's a machlokes gedoli aposkim. The shach is megil over here. Shneim chushim is mutal lechatchila. And not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees to that. There's some who say that shneim chushim is also lechatchila. At least according to Shita's Rav, we saw. Fine. That's item number one. Okay. Again, we pass it as also lechatchila, like the riff against the Ran. Number two, Shneim Khushim, the Shach passes his mut even the Chatchila. Not everybody agrees. Oh. But now we come to a new variable, which is not Mefarish anywhere. Kochosh and Shaman is Mefarish and Shas in Psochim. But there's another variable, which we haven't seen in Shas explicitly. What is that variable? The Mechaber says, it's mutter even lechatchila. We asked lechatchila. We just explained barichas shita sarif. Tanu gadol is mutter even lechatchila. So writes the mechaber. Okay, very nice, very nice. Sounds very good. Says the Ramo, Vuadin, the Bosom Chov Damidina Hochi, same idea of Recha. Vinoagin Lahachma Lachatchila, Afilu Bitanu Godol. Okay? Sounds like what? Sounds like what? Argo in the Mechaber, right? Because the Mechaber said, if it's Tanu Godol, it's Mutter. Ramo says, no. We're Machma Lachatchila, even if it's a Tanu Godol. Ubediyevet lahakel, even a tanur katan. Okay, it makes perfect sense on a basic level. But then it says, in discussing issues of tanurim, a yesh omrim, a few lines later in the Ramah, a yesh omrim, I'm looking inside, the ematirin recha alafil ubediyevet, Elam kein atana pasuach tzas min atzad o lemala. It's vented. V'mokom shashun yotze. V'mokom hefzed. En lahakam b'diyevet afil esosam legamre. Period. Where's this come from? Says the Gra. What's the yesh omrim? If it's not vented, it's a problem. The domi lepaschama v'chovis psucha diyosur. Sivdalid af levi mode against the rif. We don't pass the Levi's mode, we passing over there. It's just too close to each other. So some say if the oven is not vented, we're machmir for that reason. That's what some say pshat in the Ramah. If that's the pshat in the Ramah, we're answering even if kushin pass chama chavis psucha,
Everything is kochosh. Nothing is, everything is kochosh in that kind of a case. That's according to Shitas Agro. However, Rabbi Osai, there are those who say no. And they say like this, wait a minute. If the Tanur is Sosun Legamre, then Rabbi Osai, it's clear as day that Rav holds that it's Osir. So if Rav holds that it's Osir, maybe we should be Machmir for Shitas Rav, at least the Chatchila. But if it's not Sosun Legamre, where it's arguable that our Tanur, when it opened, is Mutter, so then we don't have to be Machmir so much. Because even if Rav is right, Rav might agree over here. A different kind of a chesh. If that's the pshat in the Ramah, then he's only Machmir by a Dov Hashamein. The Machlokas Rav and Levi, remember, Rabbi Osai, is by a Dov Hashamein. So that's again two different pshatim in the Chumash Ramah. Okay, Rabbi Osai, so far are you with me? And then there are those who say, who said it's a machlokas from the Chabar Amor in the first place? Sure sounds like it. Sure sounds like it's a machlokas. That's a chazer again. The Mechaber said once again, Tanur Godol, it's mutter litzlos from the Chatchila. And the Ramah says, no again the hachma the Chatchila. I feel the betanur Godol. So it has to be for sure machlokas, but I also want to say the different levels. I spoke to you about it, but the Hagos Maimini Defus Constantina wanted to say the machlokas two Hagos Maimonis, the one in Perek Tes, the one in Perek Tes Vav, that they argue with each other. Are our Tanurim better than the ones in the Gemara? Are they worse than the ones in the Gemara? And I wanted to say on Yakotan that maybe there are three levels. There's the Gemara's level. And then there are two other levels. One, if it's more Pesuach, we could be more Mekel. If it's Pesuach Legamre, if the post can say, if it's totally wide open, then in fact we are more Mekel. On the other hand, if it's totally closed, we're more Machmir. So I want to say my own Chiddush, and maybe trying to be Marba Shalom Olam. Even though the Hagos Maimon himself says that what he's saying here in Tes and Tes Vav are fighting with each other, maybe we can just say that somehow we can make peace. And they say that they're three different levels. Maybe we can say that. You know, I don't want to go against what it says Beferish and Rishonim. But maybe we can say it. Oh. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. If you look in Tosfos and Pesachim, and I involve them in Beis, the Beis Tosfos, of course, in Siman Sadeh Zayin of Gimel, what does it say over there? Even according to Rav, Atanu, Godol, Avra, Meruva, Hevel, Mespashet, it's Mutter. It's a question, does he mean Lechatchila, does he mean B'dieva? We discussed the Piskei HaTosfos, a whole issue. In any event, there are those who claim there are more. This is the Yad Yehuda Shita. It's Choshesh for Rav, and he's only Mekel when? When is he Mekel, Rabbi Osai? It's not Sosum. Maybe Rav is Modeh. It's considered to be a Aver Godol. Then it's only talking about a case, Rabbi Osai, of Davar Shomein. Because Rav is Matah B'Kochosh. According to the Gemara, it would be us, as we said before. Pesuach Mamish. Shachs of Kod and Gimel. What it says over here. Afilu atana pasuch mat lamala tana godol osu lechatchil lichol seta misi. V'nira li the ma shesosam kan mechaber. Either Amor didn't seem to argue the mechaber, the Shach suggested, though it looks to us like he's arguing. Hainuk she pasuach mamish tabi ken kira the cause of Torah Schadis to show the gamre. Look in Kuf Yud Ches. So the Shach wants to suggest there's no machlokas to Mechab and the Ramah. That's a chiddush. A chiddush. Oh. Fine. These are some of the kudas with respect to the sugya of Recha Milsa. It's a number of other
points. There's a lot to say, but we can't discuss everything. Oh. The... down here. Yeah. Let's go to Siv Beis. Go to Siv Beis for just a little bit, because we don't have that much time. Let's skip to Siv Beis. Aleph is by far away the longest Siv here. We are missing a couple of different things which are, like Mashu, for example. What about Mashu? Do we say Reich and by Chomets to Pesach or not? Some say yes, some say no. What about Adav Chorif? You say Reich and Milsa by Butzel. So Mordechai, we spoke about it. Again, not going into that right now, just mentioning it in passing. But Siv Beis is a major din. Hamed v'mamurim b'tzli. Reich and Milsa. Aval embo levashna b'kdeir az al atzmo. Afilu b'tanu kotna p'vsosum mutter. Afal pisha p'ya k'deir az m'gula. What's this based upon? Take a look at the shachs of kotna tezayin. Torah quotes the Rashba, who gives a reason. She'ein reach ha'mizbashim kol kach oseh. What does that mean? The Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? Even it's nitzle b'kedera. It doesn't depend on bishul, it depends upon the kedera. That's why I left out the last line in the Rashba. It doesn't depend whether reach bishul at sleep, hefse kedera. Again, the Shach likes the sheet that it's hefse kedera. It's critical. Not a question of whether there is water in it or not. Rather, does the water somehow make it less powerful? No, it's the Hefsek Kedera. The Hefsek Kedera which makes the big difference. The Levashtam, which is found in the Shulchan Aruch, is Lav Dafka. Is Lav Dafka. Okay. But, does everyone agree with the Shach? Everyone's like me. Everyone's like, you know, the Shach has this habit. Everyone's like me, the whole world's like me. So look in the Machtis HaShekel. Well, not quite everybody. He quotes at the, take a look at the Machtis HaShekel over here. Hochiach Mishas. What's Shas? He quotes over here, in Tzon Shnei Pesachim, Ki Yechem Etarovez, I feel like a David Tleh. If it's Tarovis Tame, Malik Di Tle, Agdi Gdi, and the Maya Kocham Nei Tarovis Gufin would be awesome. But Tarovis Tame Shari, Chufta the Rav, Hocham Maya Skinon, Shon Tzitzlo, Bishte Kedaris, where Rav is making. Bishte Kedaris, Akadaitach, he can't put Pesach in a Kedera. Elema Kain Shte Kedaris, Rashi says, Kain Shte Kedaris, Shpud Mikan, Shpud Mikan. That's the Gemara. So the fact that every year you want to say Shtei Kederis, the Gemara doesn't like it for other reasons. Not for the problem that Pesach is not the Kedera. It would be Nicha. You see that what? Shtei Kederis and a Reach Mispashet Lisarav and Mashet B'Kedera Cheres. Fine. That's what it says. That's the Beis Yosef. What do you see? Even if this is the Kedera, it is not that this. There's no reach. Because the father said Kedera, Makim Areach, Lachain Mutter. That's it. And no one argues, says the Shach. Avala Mogad Avram knocks out the Raya of the Shach and the Kasha of the Beis Yosef. Yeah. He thinks the Rashba should be taken literally. And I'm reading you from the Mogad Avram here, quoted by the Machzah Shekel. Even though the Reach is not Yotzim at Tzdodim, Mikom Gom Yotzim at the Ma'ala, the walls go all the way to the top. Kein shtei kederis. Rashi explains. Shpud mikan and shpud mikan v'tel gadol shegachom o'efa b'yemtza. Only a tel gadol to the very top. But just the wall of the pot wouldn't work. Elamai, what's the pshat? Bishul is different, Rabbi Osai. Fundamental machlokos in the Mogan Avram and the Shach. What's the difference over here? Is it the bishul versus the tzli? Or is it the wall itself? The Shach likes the wall and the Mogan Avram, like at the wedding hall, they have a wall, a mechitza between the floor and the ceiling. That's a wall, a Berlin wall, the wall of the pot. That's not going to help. It must be that bishul and tzli are intrinsically different. Kedei levashim should be taken literally. This is the nekuda of the Mogan Avram. So it's a machlokas gedolei apolskim as to how we understand this distinction, which is based on the Gemara, between a Kedera and a Tzli. Fine, very nice. Let us now, Rabosai, discuss, go a little bit further. Again, we can't do every prat to prat, but a little bit further. That Tosfos, Rabosai, in Avodah Zarah, some of what we spent a lot of time on, threw in the middle of this, a din, which is found in the Shulchan Aruch here, in Siv Gimel. I wonder what's doing over here, because the Tosfos is here. What's Siv Gimel? Im yesh amnunes shel yisur ala marda shekoren fala, which we call a spatula or a shovel, osu liten olea heta kol hayom, miyuk shenebats yom amutu l'shtamesh, but why? Shem di yev shem ben yanacher. There's no other way. The goy is not going to let you change around the shovel, the spatula, when you want to do it. Yev shem ben yanacher. Nothing to do about it. Shas hadchak is kedi evidami. We have no alternative. Take a look at the Shach Yutes. Look, as we know, enemy otem and yoma. I feel the chatchila. Kev lo evsher. Hare goy lo yishma lo lasas mar de chadosha b'chol pam shishpo cholek shalisser. End quote of Tosis in Avodah Zarah Sam Avav. In our sugya. Okay? This is the Nakuda over here. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We say the Shamnunis. So, if it's not a Bas Yoma, what happened to the Shamnunis? So, the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Osai, that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a case where the Beyur Bar Yashulchan says, where the Be'en of the Shamnunis was removed. Otherwise, forget about it. That's what calls him the Taz here in Sifkatan Zion. You have to assume that the actual Shamnunis is not there. Because if it's there, who cares that there is that the Shamnunis? That is Einar Ben Yoma, rather. Who cares? It's Mamash, this trafe there, right there. So that. But then he wants to say, it's only the Pas HaRishon, the first Pas. Because it's Shamnunis Shal Yisr. Shalamarda. What happened to the second pass? There's an assumption over here that somehow or other the first bread is going to wipe away or take with it all of the Shamnunis. That's a Chiddush. This is what the Mogan Avraham says that way. And the not so posh, the Mishnah Berurah is not so sure that it's really true. That's a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch over here. A simple read. While it's dirty, not. But it seems to be an assumption that maybe the first bread might take away the Shamnunis, which is again significantly questionable. Fine. Good. Siv Dalet, again briefly. Pas Chama Shemunach Zalgabi Chovas Psucha Shoyayan Asura against the Rif. Avalam Pas Tzonenes Chovas Psucha Pas Chama Chovas Psucha Mutter. We paskin lekula like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rav, like Levi. Orim Oster Mapas Chama. I feel a Chavas Megufa. Why? Shavos. Right. That's what it says. This is the din which is found over here in Siv Dalet. Fine. This is we already know this. What does it mean, Rabbi Osai? What do the words mean? Shavos. We said before the Rif learns Gufo. And Rashi says it means Reach Milsa. Go into Shita's Rav. Okay, Abosa. We only have about 15 minutes to go to the Shia today, and I wanted to discuss the final topic for this Simon, which is the last three Sifin, which is Simon Kufches, Hey Bab Zayin. All are related to each other. We'll do as much as we can. Hey Bab Zayin. Let's read first the Shulchan Aruch. At least we can read the Shulchan Aruch first, then we'll be able to come back to analyze it a little bit more. Hey! Mutol lishol v'piv reach yain nesach derech nekav shavchavis leida imutov, or turn into vinegar. See if your goyish or French knows should he buy it or not. Also the tomo, of course you can't taste it. Also the zalef yain nesach shosabano to pour on the floor to be able to smell it and to give a nice fragrance. Okay, vov sakshel pilpulim v'zangvul shemesimim bekankani yain nesach mutol ariach bem avol b'samim avdol. Okay, mutol ariach bem. We'll see reason later. Why in Zion? Some of the Shalavot Azara of Klai Kerem Varola, Also l'riach b'hem. Fine. So what's the difference between hey and zayin? Hey, it's mutter, and zayin it's also. Hey is yisir ana. Zayin is yisir ana. You have to understand this all depends on the machlokas by Bastia, which we have to look again in the Ran for 2 more minutes, and then we'll come back to analyze all this thing. Please look on the Ran. Bastia is quoted by the riff over here on page Sadi Beis. Bastia, Rabbi Osa, give a look quickly. Sadi Beis. Abayas is Recha Milsi. Look at the Ran. Very important. The last paragraph on page Sadi Beis in our print. In the old print, I believe it's the Lamed Beis. It says Omar Rav in bold letters. This is the Ika, the next bold letters, a little less than halfway between. Abayim ha'os recha milsi. La mishum hano de recha pligi imitzo lo. Why? Because in Avodah Zarah, it says that this machlokes between what? Abayi and Rava is the same machlokes as Ketanoi. Haro de paschama v'nesan agabi chava shul yayin shul truma. Rameh says os, Rav Yehuda says butter. Abayi Rameh, Rav Yehuda. It's mutter for a non-kohen tavana from truma. As long as hanah shalash kilu, he can't consume it. Rashoy l'riachba. Not only that, we pass like of Shimon. Dovah sheni miskaven is mutter, and hanah without kavanah such as over here is mutter. Even as a psikreisha doesn't bother us by surveyanah. He's a world famous ran. Ela Karchuk on page that Tzadi Gimel, line 4. Pluktaida by Verova, Bahano, da Chilo Talia. Ta Baye, Sova Recha Milsa, Kolomada, Shemeniach, Pivla, Alea, Vishoe, Farech, Harehu, Kilu, Shosimimenu, the Recha Milsi, Uka Chilo, Hashiva. Afal Gav, the Lom, Machavin, Klaal, Osir, the Karmelon, Misasa, Bechalom, Varayas, Chavshik, Fonene. Verova says, no, it's not considered to be Achilo. And therefore, Enem Achavin is Mutter. Adkan is a critical run. Explain the Machlokas Abai and Rava and Bastia. Everyone with me so far? So far, so good, yeah. So we spoke about it some significant length. Is the question, okay, forget about Achila. So it's not Achila. Very nice. What about Yisr HaNor? When do we say, is it Yisr HaNor to smell? When is no Yisr HaNor to smell? This is critical. When? So we saw in the Bari HaShulchan, he rattled off 7 reasons. Mamash, 7 reasons why is no Yisr HaNor in this particular case. Let's go rattle them off briefly. One, he said, it's not Omid L'Reach, because wine is really for drinking, not for smelling. And Shalok HaDerech HaNor, and Shalok HaDerech HaNor is Mutter. Psh, not everyone agrees. 2 days in Tosfos, the Rosh, the Mordechai, the okay, that's weird. A second, of course, okay, fine. That applies when it applies. A second reason, and this is the most lubdusha reason of all, namely, Rabbi Osai, namely, the reason is, and this is given by the Ran in Avodah Zarah, lav l'recha avida, lav milsi l'rob. It's garnished. Nothing. What does that mean? That we only aser reach from something which is omid l'reach. So let's stop right here and explain what this is all about. You probably I gave that out in the handouts. You may actually have it with you, the Birum of the Bari HaShulchan. Why should that be? Why should it be? Why should it be? Right? What's pshat? So we said, Rav Osai, I showed it to you somewhere here, it quoted from the Gemara in Masechta Krisus and in Psochim, that Kol Marav Areach Ein Ba Mishum Eila. Somewhere it's not finding it right now. We found it somewhere in here. So I was able to show it to you inside. But wait a minute. The Gemara says in Psochim, Erbosai, that to the contrary, Ktores, there is Meila until Nasa Mitzvasa. So the Brisker Rav asks in Krisus Davov, how can you put all three together? Kol Marav Arech Emin Shemila. That's not true. Kol Umarad is never any Meila. Reach, there is Meila. When is the Meila? Until Nasim Mitzvosim. This is Eina Meila Klal. The answer has to be, you're right. When it's Eina Omed L'Reach, there's no Meila at all. Kol marav areach she'en omad areach, en mamish amil. Whereas omad areach, there is. That's what you see. That's before Shabbat. That's exactly the shita of the Ran and the Masecht of Avodah Zarah. Oh, Kaminaf Kaminah Rabbah say for a bracha. Birchas Areach. Oh. So we saw Rabbah say in the Biurim, he suggested this. In my Sefer, I quote this from Rav Shechter Shalita, based on the Brisker Rav. But in the Biurim, he quotes the suggestion, but he doesn't like it. Why doesn't he like it? He says, I say the same thing when it comes to Kol and Mara. Kol and Mara, if it's equal to Kach, Omer to Kach, the Shemim Ila. Never heard of it. So he ends up with a Kash, Tzorachim. And he Akotan, I want that answer as follows. Kol and Mara is completely abstract. What you hear, yes, we know there were sound waves, but sound waves, am I correct? That sound was completely invisible? Is that correct? We have a microscope, you see the sound waves? No. So too, Rabosai, Mare. So Mare, I guess there have to be waves. I see the clock. Clock says 2:20. I'm very cognizant of the time. I see the clock, but are there any waves that could be measured between me and the clock? Because I'm looking at the clock now. If I turn away, there's going to be a change? No. Totally abstract. So therefore, it doesn't matter, Omer Lekach, not Omer Lekach, it's going to be Ein B'Mishem Ilu. However, Reach, I dare say, and that's the one that the Olam agrees, and if you can look up on the internet, that when there's Reach, there's something there. May not be visible, but there's something there. Because smell is not a complete abstraction. It's, there are molecules somewhere. Who thinks I'm right, who thinks I'm wrong? If I'm wrong, then I have to have my Pshat wrong. Who's the Torah Mata over here? Are there any molecules there that are conveying the smell? What do you say?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. We have one ally. So assuming that I'm right, that there's something there, so then we have to figure it out. Is that something meaningful or meaningless? Here's the answer. It's Omid L'Reach. It's meaningful. And therefore there's an Isser. Except that's not some Mitzvosim. If it's Ein Omid L'Reach, just as sort of an afterthought, then it's not meaningful. So we go back to the original Teretz, which the Biurim suggested that Teretz. He just rejected it based on his Kasha. I thought that's a possible teretz to the kasha which he asked. Okay, Rabosai? Fine. So we had two reasons, again back to our original question, why it is that there's no Isser Hanah when it comes to the Bastia situation. The first was Loka Derech Hanah, and the second was not Omer L'Reach. Okay? Are there other reasons, Rabosai? There are a whole bunch of other reasons given for this. The Rach says, you didn't smell it. If you smell it, it's a problem. You inhale, to quote a famous personage. You inhale, Rabbi Osai. That's not considered to be a hano. I didn't smell it with my mouth. Right? It's not considered to be a hano. Nothing. I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. Okay. Then we had the Ran's answer we saw over here. That's the Rach. We had the Ran over here who said, it's Edom Eskaven, and it's only the Psegration. Then there's a Tosus in Avodah Zarah that says, very nice, you have some Hano when you smell the Bastia by inhaling, but it's Mazik. It's Mazik. And the Tosus quotes, Kilkulo Rabba Al Tikuno. The Kilkul that it causes is more significant than the tikkun. And if kilkul is more significant than the tikkun, then perhaps we should say there's no Isser Hanah. There's a discussion which comes up, Rabbi Osai, in a sugya earlier in Masecht Chulin. Which I don't want to really go into right now. It's on Daf Ches. The whole discussion about this, but a sakan shlav or a zara mutal lishlot ba, why it's mekalkel. Take a look just for a minute. Tosis ches amad aleph der maskel mutter. Take a look. It's an amasechta. Let's look. End of the Tosis. He says the tikkun purta from lechas machshavos. Afal pisha kilkulo yeser al tikuno. Aval inene mi avodah zarah lo chashiv hana kevan shel kilkulo yeser al tikuno. Tosfos it'll be end of samach zayin and avodah is avodah zarah. And we saw one of the svarim, it's unique thing by Avodah Zarah. Because by Avodah Zarah, the Yidbak B'yotchem Umam Menachem has to be a net gain. Kukul Rabba Tikuno would be permissible. But when it comes to other Yisrael Anah, perhaps not. Fine. The Ramban gives the simplest answer of all. He says, it's simply no Hana. Why? Yom Mitzta'er Michozek Hayayin. Mitzta'er Michozek Hayayin. That's all. This is simply tzar. And then we saw the combination of pshatim, what he called the rokeach. You need a combination of the second pshat with the fourth pshat. Fine. These are a summary of what the Bali HaShulchan said. He had certain kashas, we gave certain terutzim, which I'm not going to go into at the present time. Just a number of final nakudas from both sides. Number of final nakudas. The Shach, Sivkotten, Chavov. We'll say, please turn. Shach, Sivkotten, Chavov is commenting on the Sakshal Pilpulin. And he gives, seems to be three answers, three reasons why. One, why is the Mutal Chathila one? Why? Ein Arech, Nosen Tam, Nosen Memreach, it's a Metzius. Two, Ein Nosen Kenke, Elita Natiyayin, Tam Betavlin. The Adrab, I told you, and I found by the Shulchan. That's not a second reason. It's just explaining that if it's Ein, it's no sin time reach. Why are you doing it? It's not a separate reason. What's the third? What's the second reason? The second reason is Gamzeh Shem Reach Wein Mechavin LeReach Hayayin El LeReach HaTavlin. We said before it's Ein No Mechavin. I Psik Reisha. The Gruach quotes a kasha of Psik Reisha. So Pashas he holds like the Ran. I was like, the Ran Rebbe, on a simple level, fine. Now, also litom, we saw in the Ramah. Why also litom? Because you're afraid. Take a look at Sivkotin Chav Dalid. Aval Pishen Obolo. I am a Shomer Rivosh. The Bechol Yisuri Achila Afila Shein Masir Mano. Nami Osir Li Toamon. Because you may come to swallow it. But if you just look with your tongue, that's a big question. Some say yes, some say no. We discussed it way back in the Siman Sadi. Hey, not for now. Some amount of makeup by the Rabbonans. We pass that it's usher. Only Boris, which is not even edible to a dog. Fine. Then, also the Zalif Yain in the same Ramah. So the Bali HaShulchan says it's considered to be Derech Hana also, the Omed L'Reach Zeh. I asked the Kasha, but it's made to drink. You mean to tell me, since some people pour it around, it's not considered shaloka derech hana, it's considered to omer l'reach. What do you do about chometz of Pesach? We wanted to say chometz of Pesach, it's not omer l'reach, not necessarily. People do whiff fresh bread, or I said steladora. In any event, we could argue it's mutter according to the first or second reasons, but it's going to be usher according to the other five reasons, so forget about it. You can't do it. So if it's Pesach, steladora, on Pesach, you may not have hano, a kavonah to have hano. A psigresha, you can't help. The final nakuda is in the shach of Kot Mechav Zayin, the last shach in Kuf Ches. What does he say? Also, l'riach, tasur mano. Fine. Dovat sh'omer l'riach, osur. Tosav avodah zarah yud beis. Very nice. We like this distinction. Ramot de Mordechai says, Dovah she'eni karol omeid l'riach, reichol ha'milsi. What's his raya? From Hadas. Says the Shach, it's a raya the other way around. Other way around. Only because he was aktzit l'mitzvaso. Otherwise it would be, in fact, prohibited. And therefore the Shach wants to say l'halacha l'maisa. Since Tosin Avodah Zarah is an additional teretz, the Avodah Zarah ein chiluk, I sif hey yayin shiny the lek hano chozek yayin and nichas becholt mo maziko bishari sur modim that is prohibited So he wants to say, at least in Avodah Zarah, you should not be mekel, even if it's not omeid lahariach to smell it. But in Shari Surim, he wants to be noted that we can be mekel. That's exactly the lamed svara which we gave before. That omeid lahariach, we have room to be mekel. Avodah Zarah is more strict. Avodah Zarah is more strict in many, many areas. Many areas. This is one of them according to the Shach. Rabosai, tomorrow, B'li Neder at 10:30, we're going to try to complete the Chazara on Siman Kuf test. I want to leave some time to give a shmooze, both on Yom Yerushalayim, which is tomorrow, as well as on how that links to Limud HaTorah, which is after all the last year for the regular Zman, B'siyat of the Shach. Okay.